Perek Yotes Bebir Chelkei HaChassidus. The explanation of the different parts of Chassidus, which we explained yesterday, means the different things that come out lemaisa from living the life and the hashkafa of Chassidus. Chelkei HaChassidus HaRoshi Mishloisha. There are three main parts of Chassidus. Ha'echad b'maisa. The first one is in action. Hasheni ba'ofen ha'asiya. The second one is in how, with what midas, with what kavana to do the ma'isa. Hashlishi b'kavana. Well, the shlishi is b'kavana. I wonder. Interesting. Ba'ofen ha'asiya, he says later on, is the midas. Oifen Asiya is that page Kuf Yud Zayin, and he says it's a Hayira Ve'Ahava. Ma'isa is the actions. Then he has Hachelik Hasheni is Ba'ofen HaAsiya. He says that's Ava and Yira. To do mitzvahs with Ava and Yira, and he goes through many examples. And then on page Kuf Chav Tes, he starts Kavana, and he starts talking about doing things Lishma. To be Eved Hashem Lamad Kvoidei. So why is it Ava and Yira also Kavana? Why is Ava and Yira Oifen HaAsiya and Lishma Kavana? It's interesting the way he breaks it up. I would have said there's the action, and then there's what's inside, which includes Kavana, Lishma, Ava, Yira. Unless there's the action, and then there's the Midas that make a difference, this is the Pshat, that make a difference in how the action is done. When you do something b'yira, it's nicker on you. You see that you're acting a certain way, you're l'fnei ha-melech. You do something with ava, it's nicker. You see that a person's doing it with hislav, with cheshek. It breaks the surface. That's oifen ha-asiya. Don't just light the menorah, light the menorah ba'ava. It's a different adlokas menorah. Kavona is deeper than that. It's why I'm doing it. That could be, doesn't break the surface. Stami, that's what it is. So there's the action. There's the midas that are pale on the action, and then there's the reason that I'm doing the action. The kavana that I have in the action, something like that. Achelik harishon b'maisa afu yischalik b'shnei chalokim. The first chelik, which is maisa, is also divided into two parts. Ho'echad b'mashe bein adam l'amokim. The first part in maisa is what's bein adam l'amokim, between a person and the Rabbani Shalom. The hasheni b'mashe bein adam l'chaveri, and the second one is bein adam l'chaveroi. Hachelik harishon shebe'echad. The first chelik of the first part. In other words, bein adam l'mokim, which is the first chelik of the part that's negeya to asiya. Hu b'maisa shebein adam l'mokim. It's in the actions of bein adam l'mokim. V'inyonai, and its inyan is, kiyum kol ha-mitzvois b'chol ha-dikdukim shebohem ad mokim sheyad ha-odam magas. Is being mekayim all the mitzvahs with all the dikdukim, all the fine points of the mitzvah. Ad mokim shiyad adam agas, until the mokim that a person is capable of doing it. Ve'elahem shekaram chachomeinu zuchayin levacha shiorei mitzvah. Getting all these pratim, all these parts, all these little parts, that's what the chachomim call shiorei mitzvah, like the leftovers of a mitzvah. Ve'omru shiorei mitzvah ma'akvim es haparanos. And they said it's when a person has the dedication to make sure to take care of all the little parts of a mitzvah, every pishavka, every little hider, every little, you know, every fine point in the mitzvah, not just that you should get the main things right. So that's ma'akev, that holds back tragic events from occurring. Ki afal pisha guf ha mitzvah nishlam zulasa. Even though the mitzvah itself is complete without them, Ukvar yotza b'zeh yedei chavasa, he's already yotza. Hinezeh l'kol hamoin Yisrael. That's good for the rest of Klal Yisrael, for Gantz Klal Yisrael as a whole, to be mekayim the main parts of a mitzvah. Acha chasidim, this is what we mentioned yesterday, the chasidim, ein lahem elo laharbois b'hashlamasam. They have to be marva, they have to increase in the completeness of the mitzvah, v'loy lamayit v'hem klal, and not to be mamayit in that at all.
What's shiur, I mean?
Like leftovers. This is Nageya in a very partial sense of being Mekayim a mitzvah, and it's Nageya to the atmosphere of a mitzvah also. In other words, we just had Pesach, so we use that as a mashal, Pesach Seder. So there's two different attitudes when you have a Pesach Seder, for example. Some people, they... Look, you have to eat matzah and maror, you have to say the Haggadah, you have to eat an afikayim, and you have to eat dalat kais, so I'm going to get that done. But exactly that when the korah should be on the table, when it should be moved, when the matzah should be covered, when it should be uncovered, when I'm allowed to talk, when I'm not allowed to talk, is it the right shear, is it not the right shear? That many people are like, okay, I got the main idea, I'm doing it. If you start getting involved with all the dikdukim of it, makes, to some people, to the hamoyim Yisrael, it sounds petty to them. I'm doing it. And when a seder maybe is a good mashal, because that's when people get on other people's nerves when it comes to things like this. You know, the kid comes home from yeshiva, he's like, well, my rabbi said you have to do this, and this, and this. All right, stop it. We have matzah, we have mara, everything's going to be okay. It seems almost petty. The truth is that it's not petty, and we know it's not petty, because when it's negated to something that we want, really, really, really want to do, then every little small part makes a difference. Imagine a bunch of guys get together and they're planning their dream vacation. Guys get together, they're going to go, let's say, in the summer to Switzerland together. Nice vacation. And they're going to go, they're going to climb the Alps, the Bigeschmack, they're going to go to Switzerland together. So it seems like I'm mechaven to something here. But... And they're planning the trip, and they have an itinerary, and maybe they get hotel reservations, and they're planning food, and a Shabbos, and where they'll be here, and will they be there, and will be this day, and that day, and this hour, and that hour, and this trip, and that trip. So, like, if they go, and most things generally work out, okay, true, the ski lift was closed, and the guy that was supposed to go to the Shabbos wasn't available at Shabbos, and they came to an empty house. And a few things didn't work out, but they did go to Switzerland. You can't say they didn't go. All right, so what? The plane was, there was a delay, and they were stuck in the airport for 2 days of their 4-day vacation. And so I'm saying, but you can't. I'm saying they did go to Switzerland. They did see the Alps. They did have a vacation. It was a change from the general thing is there. And maybe overall they'll be happy, but they'll understand very well that every part is important. Every little part is important. A well-planned vacation is, people take pride from that. Every part is important. This is an experience for me. And I'm planning it carefully, and every part is important. Someone makes a simcha. Someone makes a simcha, a chasana. People get very upset about the minor things. People get upset. You know, like, so what? So the photographer was an hour late, and they forgot to serve the main dish. The chasana took place. So what if the amplifier broke in the middle of the dancing? It was working for most of the dancing. And people say, okay, very nice work, most authentic, but it's a very big shter, every little thing that goes wrong. People understand that. And those are little things overall. The chasana kala did get married, they'll live happily ever after. There was music, everyone came to the wedding, but people still understand that the little things make a difference. Because I'm pulling together a whole simcha over here, and every prat is important to me. Well, somehow when it comes to mitzvahs, like, okay, I got the general thing. All right, so I'm missing a little bit here and there, so what? But generally, I'm a kayim the mitzvah. And again, I can't warn enough, obviously, I can't warn enough that the other side of the coin is also true, that there are many, many people that it's, when you see people like this, there are medaktik and b'mitzvahs out there, very big medaktik and b'mitzvahs. Sometimes it's addictive b'mitzvahs, and sometimes it's a disorder. It could be a tremendous sign of illness, the way people are, certain people are medaktik b'mitzvahs. And generally, the simen, if you want to know a simen, the chla, it's a good thing to know. If you want to know a simen, if you ever come across somebody, I don't think here we suffer from it that much, so I'm not gonna be mayrich about it, but if you want to know on somebody, when they're being machmer on things, is that healthy that they are holding by a matzah of Yerushalayim or cheshik for the mitzvah that they want to get it all right? Or is it a sign of something unhealthy going on? The test is, if going to a Rav and asking him a shayla helps, at least one of the tests. If you'll take the guy to a Rav and you'll say, is this esrei kosher? And the Rav says, Baruch Hashem, it's a mehudah dika esrei, you can keep it. It's good, take it. And he says, yeah, but I'm still not sure, and I still don't like it. In the end, he can't use the esrei because in his imagination, there's some problem with it. That's not Torah. It's not Torah. We have Paiskim, they tell us what's right and what's wrong. And they tell us to be machmer, we're machmer, and they tell us to be mekel, we're mekel. That's Torah. There's someone that I know that's very machmer about a certain Indian, I don't want to get into now, a certain Indian he's very, very machmer about. So I told him, I said, if I would take you to a Rav, and he would tell you, you don't have to worry about it, would that calm you down? And he's an honest bacher, and he said, no, it would not calm me down at all. That's not well. That's not Yerushalayim. Because the Haraya, the Das Torah, the Eine Ho'eda, the Shlucha the Rachmana said, you don't have to worry about it. That's a person has a... I'm not going to get into why and what, but people could have problems with that. But in a healthy oifen, sometimes it's a very, very, and around here, that's more, Baruch Hashem is a healthy crowd, that's more the type of development that we're looking for, is that people learn to be machshiv a mitzvah so much that they want to have every prat. You know, I don't want to just eat my students Shabbos, but it's Baruch Hashem also to have fish one Shabbos. So I also want to have fish every meal. I'll take it, even if I don't like the fish so much, isn't that, I'll take a little bit to be Makai in that Inyan. Or I'm just giving mishalim, you know, to make sure Shavuos is coming. I want to make sure I'm going to do the yantif right. B'chol hidura, yantif is coming, it's going to be done right. I'm going to be ready before yantif. The yantif will be done right. I mean, mekayim the inyan. Are you over anything if you don't stay up the whole night? If you don't learn the whole night, you're not over anything. But it is broad. It's a minig yisrael, you know. It's a minig yisrael for dairis since very, 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 very way back. It's a halig a minig. I'm going to embrace that minig enthusiastically, and so on and so forth. When it comes from something healthy, when it comes from a healthy developing cheshik to please our father, that's what the Mesillas Yesharim bases the whole chassidus on. Like a son that just wants to please his father and does not just what to save himself from getting punished, but he does what he knows his father would want done, because he knows his father, and he wants to please him. That's chassidus. Agav, once we're talking about the healthy diktuk b'mitzvahs and the unhealthy diktuk b'mitzvahs, there's another simen that's also very often a very, very good indicator. And you'll remember, as you go through life, you remember this simen. It'll come back to you a number of times, I'm sure. A sign of an unhealthy diktuk b'mitzvahs is when what's the tuffel and what's the ikker gets switched around. And a person is willing to sacrifice ikrim for tefillin. So, for example, if somebody will get angry or hurt somebody's feelings, let's say, because of a lack of diktuk on a small point in halacha, or something that's not ma'akiv. Let's say a father will scream at his son about something it's not so ma'akiv that he had to embarrass his son Barabim, or to hit somebody. So that's being mahapik the priorities. That's not diktuk b'mitzvahs. That's your own religion. That's your own religion. It's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has what's ikar and what's tafel. What's ikar is the chiyuv d'raisa, the chiyuv d'rabbanan, what says the Shulchan Aruch. And what's also important, and it's a diktuk b'mitzvahs, but it's also chashiv, are the inyanim and the things that it says bal nefesh yachmir, yirei shamayim yachmir. If someone tells someone Lashon Hara about someone else that he's not Makban HaChol of Yisrael, he invented his own religion. he's willing to be mekayim kama isurim of lashon hara, if it's considered lashon hara or whatever open that'll be lashon hara, just because of his chashivas of something that Rav Moshe says you shouldn't reproach someone who does it. That is welcome to be mekel. It's something that's not, if it's not a balanced thing of the mitzvahs, if it's not balanced, so then it's a problem. That's a sign of not healthy. We're here to serve the Rabbani Shlomo. We're not here to serve ourselves. We're not here to decide what's important for us in a mitzvah. We have to decide what's important by the Rabbani Shlomo in a mitzvah. Someone asks to please come to your house, to please, he needs your time. And you're like, don't want to disturb your Shabbos Suda. You don't want to disturb your Shabbos Suda to go help somebody, because a Shabbos Suda is such a big Indian to a Shabbos Suda. You don't want to disturb your Shabbos Suda, be makat or your Shabbos Suda, or not have as long and gishmak as Suda as you want to have. So when someone asks for help, or a guest maybe that would not be the most pleasant guest to have, wants to be by your table, or you get called out to help somebody, or something like that, you're like, no, I'm sorry, I can't do it, my Shabbos table. You're right, it's your Shabbos table, it's not the Rabbani Shalom's. Because the Rabbani Shalom wants you to have a gevaldige, heilige, uplifting Shabbos table, but not at the expense of Torah Avodah Milas Chasadim. Not at the expense of earning another Yid. Not at the expense of embarrassing somebody. And so on. There's many, many, many examples of that. You know, everybody would recognize right away that if someone would come to Yeshiva 7:45 in the morning, and he would say karbonis till 8:30, that the tuffle is outweighing the ikker. Davening with the minyan and davening with the yeshiva and fitting in with the seder of the yeshiva is 1,000 times more important than saying karbonis. Saying karbonis is very important, but it's 1,000 times more important than saying karbonis for 45 minutes. That's a very drastic muscle. Everybody understands that. If you look for it, you'll find that we do that very often. We make the ikker into a tuffle and a tuffle into an ikker. But again, in a healthy oifen, when a person develops a cheshek for a mitzvah and a tainug and a desire to be close to Hashem and a desire to increase in his ruchnias, and therefore he decides he's going to take on more dikdukim in a mitzvah, when it's done in the right way, that this is already a knisa into the world of chassidus that the Mesillas Yesharim is describing. Hachelek hasheni shebe'echad, the second part of the first case, hu b'masha ben adam l'chaveiroi. That's ben adam l'chaveiroi v'inyonoi. In one word, in one sentence, what's the inyan of Ben Adam L'Chaveroi? Goydel ha-hatava, the great goodness, the great bestowing goodness. Sheyia ha-adam lo'oila meitiv la-briyos v'loi meirelem, that a person should constantly be giving to others and not depriving them, not doing bad to them. V'zeh, and this applies, beguf, b'mamayn, u'benefesh. This applies, so this second part of the first part has three parts. It applies, b'nefesh, beguf, u'benmamayn. Baguf, sheyeh mishtade lazer kol adem b'masha yuchel. V'yokel maso me'aleh. Now obviously, Gemilas Chasadim is a very important thing before we reach the Madrega of Chasidus. But let's understand ba'oimek over here that someone who reaches the Madrega of Chasidus, as we explained a few times, he reached the point that the world stopped being about him. Now he's focused on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Now he's focused on outside himself. Now he's focusing his energy on growing and on steiging. His ability to be conscious of the fact that someone else in the world besides for himself is in a much better position right now. Kol Zman, his whole life was about himself and about serving himself. So even if he's mekayim the technical kiyum of ben adam l'chaveroi, but he doesn't really know that other people exist in the world except to serve him, or except to be, you know, to be his friend, to be there for him. The idea of just selflessly giving to somebody else, that's a madrega that a person reaches along with, I'm not here for myself, I'm here to serve Rabbeinu Shel Olam. There's something outside me. So in a certain sense, the Ben Adam L'Makayim of Chasidus and the Ben Adam L'Chaveri of Chasidus come together. As soon as my life stops being feeding myself, I'm able to realize that there are other people in the world. It's not a joke, the cartoon of the guy who says, okay, enough talking about me, let's talk about you. What do you think of me? You know, it's not a joke. There's many, many, many people like that. Many, many people like that. Maybe most of the world is like that. They won't come out and say it like that because it's funny, because it's obvious. But many, many people, ourselves included, need to work on giving to somebody else just to give to somebody else. Like, for example, how many times do we give for someone and we don't care if that person finds out that we gave or not? It doesn't matter if he never finds out. I did something for him, he doesn't have to know about it. That's a selfless giving. Or if you don't get credit for it. You don't have to get credit for it. That's a selfless giving. That a person should try to help a person as much as he can and to lighten their load, to lighten a person's load. If a person has any type of nezek that he's suffering, and you could help remove it and lighten that load, so then you should work hard to simply lighten the load on somebody else. We don't have time now because it's time for Meir, but I just want to point out that Noise Ba'ilum Chaver is one of the Memchas Varam Shatayr Niknes Bohem, and there must be much, much more to Noise Ba'ilum Chaver than we could possibly imagine, because the Midah that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nivchan by, the Rabbeinu Shalom, before he chose him to be the leader of Klal Yisrael, was if he could be Noisei Ba'olam Chaveiro, Nosan Eino V'Libo Elias Meitzer Lehem. And it says that Moshe went out to see, to check out what's going on with Klal Yisrael, and he saw, Rashi says, he saw their hard work, and he felt the pain that other Yidden had, the fact that he had a capacity to look outside himself. He was living in the lap of luxury and royalty, and he had the capacity to be able to look outside himself and to be able to see other people's tzar, and to be able to absorb someone's tzar, even though he had no tfisa of that type of thing. He had no tfisa of it. He lived in a palace. He was able to absorb that type of tzar. That's what we learn about Moshe Rabbeinu before we're told he's going to give us the Torah. Vayetzei Moshe Alecha Vayarbisiv Loisam. So without getting into it, we don't have time now, but just the knowledge that this must be one of the mamish central midas to the growth of a person in Torah.